is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel is preparing for the first phase of returning hostages from Gaza, with the expectations many will have severe complications after more than a year in captivity. Hamas has to try to find some of them scattered around Gaza, held by different militant groups.
But there's an even bigger threat to this deal.
Israeli soldiers will encounter Hamas combatants who are armed, and one side could shoot at the other, or both sides could shoot at each other. One soldier can break the ceasefire.
Right now, though, the ceasefire is due to start on Sunday with the first hostages walking free.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv. With the possibility TikTok may begin going dark in the U.S. Sunday, people who use it for business have to make other plans.
Al-Sadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, luckily, I've already been preparing for this for a while. I started posting on every platform.
Although the U.S. government cites national security concerns, many TikTok users call the action unconstitutional and question the U.S. government's profiling and surveillance practices and policies. John McDevitt for CBS News, Philadelphia.
CBS's Aaron Navarro tells us bitter cold expected in Washington Monday has President-elect Trump saying he'll take the oath of office inside the Capitol.
The parade that was planned to be held outside in the streets of Washington, D.C., he said will now be held in Capitol One Arena. The question remains, though, given that there were about 200,000 people that bought tickets, Capitol One Arena has a capacity of just over 20,000 people. I'm seeing members of Congress say that they're reaching out to their constituents, saying that we're going to give you more information about what you can do as a ticket holder when we get it.
The frigid temperatures will stretch all the way to Texas, where KENS-TV Sue Kalberg met propane dealer Chris Hill in Bergheim.
They're using these propane cylinders for cooking, could be for keeping pets safe, could be for their livestock.
Another crush, he says, is topping off home propane tanks. Hill says they're busy now and expecting a bigger rush soon, as so many people will never forget being cold and desperate for days when the power grid faltered in 2021.
In Los Angeles, the winds have weakened, giving firefighters a much-needed break and easing some threats for now. The National Weather Service, though, says dangerous conditions are expected next week. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass named a chief recovery officer for rebuilding.
As our army of firefighters kills these fires and withdraws, we will be moving in with an army of builders.
The search continues for dozens of missing people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A dozen schools have been damaged or destroyed by the Southern California wildfires. CBS's Steve Kathan takes a look at one of them.
The private Pasadena Waldorf school went up in flames.
All of the parents and staff are boots on the ground looking for a place.
Parent Aloe Black says it's heartbreaking.
I couldn't save my children from this experience. Is this an opportunity for our kids to learn what leadership looks like, what community looks like, what heroism looks like?
Teacher Blair Mansky is helping lead classes in other locations.
The buildings and things are gone, but the actual Pasadena Waldorf School is not gone. It may seem hard to understand now, but what makes a school is us.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
An executive order issued by President Biden shores up America's cyber defenses, requires government contractors to show they're meeting federal security standards, and makes it easier to impose sanctions against foreign hackers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and breezy, lows near 20. High tomorrow, only low 20s, becoming partly sunny, blustery, wind chills falling below zero. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday, wind chill to 15 below. Currently 35 degrees.
We'll be right back. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back, lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Baby does a hanky panky.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN. You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, baby, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll
passion, don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Texas. 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 WRJN. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. She knows that I
at me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, everything looks worse in black and white.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Military activity in Gaza should stop at 8:30 Sunday morning local time under the ceasefire and hostage release agreement between Israel and Hamas. BBC's John Donison reports approving it was hard work for the Israelis.
Unusually, Israel's government broke with normal protocol and worked late into the night through the Jewish Sabbath to approve it, on the basis that lives were at stake. One far-right minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has said he will resign in protest. Another, Bezalel Smotrich, has said he will quit if the war doesn't resume in 6 weeks at the end of the agreement's first phase.
TikTok CEO has thanked President-elect Trump for saying he's committed to avoiding a ban on the Chinese-owned app. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Shouzi Chu's video statement followed unanimous Supreme Court ruling upholding a bipartisan law banning TikTok from the U.S. unless its Chinese owner sells the app.
We are grateful and pleased.